First, though, there was something on HBO last night that we were interested in. I know it was something that I didn't know just a heck of a lot about other than how weird it seemed. And after watching this thing, I come away realizing how weird it really is.
What the hell?
That's what you're left saying.
I mean, the one thing that I took away from this is, how do people believe this garbage? What type of empty soul do you have where you need it to be filled in some way?
Yes.
You get to the point where this is the answer.
How desperate.
It's so easy,
do
Corby.
You have to be.
Look, you can ask that about a lot of some of the crazy cults, like the Marshall Applewhite cult, where everybody wears the sneakers and kills themselves. This is a totally different thing because this appeals to the intellect. This appeals to something that you can almost get your head around. Now, granted, once you get to a certain place and the big reveal happens, then you're like, what the hell? Xenu? Volcanoes? What? But at a base level...
You think Edna would have been really solid with this?
No. But at a base level, man, this appeals to the intelligence.
I can see, but there's so much has been revealed. I think
in that process, the brainwashing that they go through gets you to that level to where Xenu actually okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
This
is a different animal than what you're dealing with the fringe cults out there, I believe.
But again, even going through the very basics of it in this metering thing and.
Corby, you're also talking about people that got into this in the 70s and 80s that have been in it for 30-something years that are just now getting out of it. So, a different time.
Right.
Different information.
Sure. And that's the thing now, is everything's so public.
Right.
Maybe that's what I'm having trouble with now.
There's no internet back then, so you could do your research on this.
Why would anybody get into this now?
Great salespeople. Great recruiters. Dude, I knew people that were into it in the late 80s, early 90s, and they swore by it. And these were normal, smart, just run-of-the-mill dudes that I knew that somebody just
did. They need
just
something in their life, though? Did they?
Not any more than any other 19 or 20-year-old kid that's dropped out of college does.
They're just looking for something.
Yeah, they're looking for something.
Man, this just did not compute all the way around with me. I don't see how anybody could possibly fall prey to this then or now.
Look, people fall prey to crap like this all the time.
I know, they just wear different masks.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, there's Marshall Applewhite.
There's skinheads. There's Nazis.
There was the Children of God. There's all
there's
kinds
Jim Jones.
Of stuff like this.
Yes, hey, there's mainstream religion. Don't leave that out.
No. And I think a lot
that
of people...
That could be the biggest ruse of them all.
I think a lot of people will say that, okay, well, people that don't believe in Christianity or they're not, they're not familiar with Islam or whatever, they don't think that that's a truism. But at least there's some sort of history behind that.
Yeah,
right?
There's thousands of years of people telling you that this is right.
Well,
but if you
it's
read,
not just that.
But if you read the subtext and you read the stuff, there's stuff in the Bible that's equally as insane as Xenu.
I know, but these people existed in the Bible. Can we just say that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
There is a human named
Jesus.
Did
you ever
see him? Well, no, but I mean, I didn't see my great-grandfather either, but I'm pretty sure he was around. There's a human being that was named Jesus. I think we can all, I don't know about Adam and Eve. Or Adam and
Adam
Steve.
And Steve.
I'm not real sure about that, and that
Steve.
Seems like a load of garbage to me, too. But, I mean,
just don't
again...
My point is just don't write off the people that got sucked into this as idiots.
No, I mean, I don't think Tom Cruise is an idiot. You know, I think that Tom Cruise is probably a pretty smart guy, though, that is so far in over his head, and they have so much information on him, and the same with John Travolta, that they have these guys right where they want them, where they can't leave, or their lives are finished because they have every secret. And that was the thing, you know, there was a lot of big reveals in this. A lot of it was the same stuff that I'd seen and read about before. There were a few big reveals, including the abuse. I mean, it's some pretty hardcore abuse that goes on in there.
Yeah.
And that has been admitted since L. Ron Hubbard took over. You know, L. Ron Hubbard, in one of his very few TV interviews he did, he was caught on tape saying, hey, I'm not in charge of it anymore. But, there may be some abuse that goes on in there. I don't know though, because I'm not doing it.
Right.
So
I don't know. In the end, they were talking to those people who have left the church who
occupied
prominent positions in the church, and those people seemed so normal, so smart, that it was just really hard to square all that up. How people like that got caught up with
Paul Haggis,
like
Academy Award winning director, yes, was as big into it as anyone. And you know, you hear him speak and you're like, how did you get into it? And it was the same thing. He was in his early 20s, he was looking for something, and he and his wife got involved in it, and they thought that they were making the world a better place. They thought that they were becoming better people. They thought that they could spread the message. You know, in the end, though, when you keep moving up this ladder of Scientology and you're paying more and more money each and every time, and, you know, that's where people start to question it. But as you're moving up the ladder, and the more that you hear, the whispers that you hear, the further you move up, you know what you have? You know what the power you have is?
Mm-hmm.
The force.
Yeah, pretty much.
That you can bend things with your mind. You can move objects. You have the force.
And it does help them so much that you have semi or quote-unquote credible celebrities leading the charge for this thing. Because what it teaches early on is, you think about Freudian therapy, to where you deal with the things that happened in your childhood, you face them, and you overcome them. In Scientology, you bring up those things that happened in your childhood, and those are erased from your memory.
So they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah, so they say.
Therefore, you can go through life completely clear of the negative things that happened as a kid that holds
right.
you back now.
Yeah, hence
if
the
you
title.
Were abused right. or whatever, yeah. All right, so L. Ron Hubbard was so crazy. Seriously, he was insane, and he was a fiction writer, science fiction writer.
The most prolific ever.
And yeah, if you count published books. But this is what I think happened, that he was insane and he started believing his own science fiction, and yeah. that he would just take little things that he wrote in these stories and then try to build some sort of quasi-religion around it.
Right.
And he told his wife that that's the best way to make money, start
yes.
a religion.
Yes, because you're tax-free. And boy, the battles that they had with the IRS. And is there a creepier dude on this planet than that David Miscavige or whatever his name is?
Oh,
the guy that runs it
God.
Now? Wow! I mean, come on!
He's a really likable sort.
Oh. There's a fantastic article that tells you what that guy spends in a week on food. And it's amazing.
Food! All right, but L. Ron Hubbard, if you get to a certain point, you're like, this is really good. I'm really being helped. And man, I'm feeling like I'm a better person and a better human. And then you reach that certain level where you find out the big reveal, like Danny was saying. And this is it. And it was funny to hear Paul Haggis, this really bright film director, go through the stages and reach the certain point where you start to get information directly from the mind of L. Ron Hubbard. And this is why you're in it. You want to know why this planet exists. What is the motivation of human life?
Right. And this is stuff you only get from him.
Yes.
You got to work your way up the food chain for this.
And so this, though. So imagine, this is L. Ron actually speaking. This is about two uh-huh. minutes long. This is L. Ron. You can hear
this
him.
This is what you work to.
Yes.
Years and years and thousands of dollars to get this handwritten parchment from L. Ron Hubbard to reveal the secrets of life. And here they are.
Yes. And this is his model for creation. He's talking about life on another planet and how it made its way to Earth.
People at that particular time and space were walking around in clothes which looked very remarkably like the clothes they wear at this very minute. And the cars they drove looked exactly the same. And they walked down streets that looked like these streets.
It was a very similar world and similar problems, one of which was overpopulation.
They had elected a fellow by the name of Zemu to the supreme ruler.
There was a tyrannical overlord of the Galactic Confederacy named Xenu. In order to resolve this problem of overpopulation, he called people in ostensibly for tax audits and had them frozen with injections of glycol to their heart.
Boxed them up in boxes, threw them into space planes. EC-8 airplane is the exact copy of the space plane of that day.
They were flown to the prison planet, TGAC. It's actually the planet Earth. And these frozen bodies were then dropped into volcanoes.
And then they set off hydrogen bombs on the top of each volcano.
And their disembodied spirits, these are called Thetans, floated out, and they were captured and forced to sit in front of movie screens.
With a 3D super colossal motion picture.
They were shown images, implants, as Hubbard would have it.
Every man is shown crucified. So is the psychiatrist shown crucified. That's how he gets away with what he gets away with. The electric shocks people.
And when a child is born, a Thetan will leap inside the child's body at that very instant, and it becomes like the child's soul. More than one Thetan might crowd into the body. Hundreds or thousands might. They're the source of all of our neuroses and fears and anxieties. Then you are on the E-meter by yourself now. You're soloing. You're supposed to scan mentally from your top of your head to your toes to see if you can locate any alien beings. And when you do, you tell them to go away.
And there you go.
God.
Yes, and there is Scientology at its core.
Teresa, we're talking about the documentary Going Clear on HBO, which you could Google Scientology and it would come up with 1 million results on said documentary.
So that's it. And that's when guys like Paul Haggis are like,
yeah.
What? I'm out, man. As he said, I'm all for self-help. I'm all for making myself better. I'm all for making my wife better and making the world around me better. But that's what I've been waiting on. And it just got crazier.
And that's what keeps you, that's what drives you insane. That's what even further brainwashes you, is that now, you know, I thought I've made it all the way here. Now I've got to get my head around this concept. And I've got Thetan things living inside me that I've got to one by one tell to leave.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
Not to even mention all of the audits that these people are forced to go through, and everybody, all of those high-ranking officials in that religion know every single lurid detail about your life. Therefore, you are forced to stay.
And it's all recorded. You want us to release everything about you being super-duper gay, John Travolta?
Yeah, because there was a time when it was rumored that John Travolta wanted to leave,
mm-hmm.
and he was blackmailed, I guess, or forced to stay.
Not even blackmailed. It's like, you know what we have.
Yeah.
Bro.
Do you really want this to escape?
Right.
And how about the arranged girlfriend of Tom Cruise?
Oh, God.
That was so creepy.
It's so dark.
That's that girl on
Homeland.
Yes.
The real cute Middle Eastern chick.
Right.
They broke up the marriage between he and Nicole Kidman because Nicole Kidman's dad was a psychiatrist and she was deemed a person of trouble and she wasn't really buying into the religion or whatever. Dude, it is... It's so hardcore and dangerous.
Yeah. If you want to carry this over, we can talk about the harassment and the danger aspects of it. If you wanted to, we can do the other thing tomorrow. It's up to y'all. Is there enough here?
Yeah, there's enough here.
Yeah, I got more audio, too.
All right.
Okay.
More next. All right. Last night, Going Clear, the show about Scientology, was on HBO.
Let me ask you something about Tom Cruise. How do you... I haven't seen one of his movies in a long time, so I don't, you know, I just can't take the guy seriously. How do you watch something like that, and you see this guy, they have all these videos of him, you know, being the special honoree and wearing a giant medal around his neck, and it just looks so cultish. How has his career not just been destroyed by this? Travolta seems like he's kind of more in the shadows. I think he used to be the guy. But Tom Cruise is so out there. He's so upfront about it. And we're all just kind of like, as not me in particular, but as a society, like, yeah, you're good.
Did you get the feeling that, okay, first of all, every time that he would have an interaction with that main guy, like they'd shake each other's hands and that deep stare, and then the way Tom would address his constituents there at that thing, at those big, huge, ridiculous meetings that looked like something out of Nazi Germany.
It was really Hitler.
Did you not feel like he was an actual scary person?
Yes.
Like he scares me. Tom Cruise scares me.
There's no doubt. There's something wrong with him. And I think that's why, you know, he was abducted. He abducted his second wife.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes.
Yes,
and you
Robert Wolanski called it the public abduction of her.
And you see how that ended and how, you know, what a dumbass. I know she was young and it was Tom Cruise, but what an idiot. to dive into that and to start believing some of that crap enough to form a relationship with the guy and have a child with him. And, you know, finally she bailed because, dude, it is scary.
Yeah, it gets too weird.
It's intimidation. It's bullying. Mm-hmm. The money that they spend to snuff out people who are talking bad about that. What is it? Is it a movement? Is that the best thing to call it? Because it's not a religion. They call it that because it's a tax exemption.
It's a cult. It's a cult.
Okay.
Straight up, it's a cult. And we're talking about Going Clear, the HBO doc from last night about Scientology. They mentioned the two things, and this was I was thinking about this the whole time because I don't know, I'm fascinated by this, and I do watch YouTube videos of their seminars and how people have flip-flopped, like the three main guys, and read a lot about that stuff. But I've always thought this. It's going to take one or two things, one of two things, like they said, for this thing to be exposed truly and go down. Number one, for the IRS to denounce the fact that they are a nonprofit church or a not-for-profit church. They caved because they had so many lawsuits against the IRS that they essentially intimidated the IRS.
Yes, and when they told everybody to sue the IRS, and they did.
And once the IRS caved, there's pictures of Scientologist leaders and IRS leaders dancing at a party. What the hell?
Yeah, they're all giving the thumbs up and stuff.
So weird.
Like celebrating with them. And that would be the first thing, is for the IRS to go back. And the second thing would be for, there's only one guy that can do it, and going back to it, it is Tom Cruise, for him to denounce every bit of it, turn away from it, and speak publicly and say, this is bullcrap. I got hoodwinked.
But he can't.
He can't do it.
Those other guys seemed okay, though. And I think it's just more, I think like with Travolta, I mean, he fears that his career is over if he leaves and they just have so much information. But look at Paul Haggis. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
His life is fine. All these other people that turned that were really deep into it, that went as high as you possibly could go, they're okay. They're public, clearly.
They're not Travolta or Tom Cruise, though.
No, they're not.
Those guys must have some secrets that are just vast.
But you know, like, okay, so, you know, Mission Impossible's coming out, and the new one, and the trailer just dropped. I can't look at him anymore.
I haven't been able to for years. I can't deal with him.
No.
What about you?
Out on him. Totally.
And it's half this. And yeah, you're right, man. Seeing him up there and how intense he was, and, you know, seeing some of the interviews that he's done with Oprah, and how when he talks about it and his teeth are grinding and he's just, it's scary.
That maniacal laugh that he has.
Yeah. It is truly, truly scary.
For me, he started getting weird when he was on with Oprah, standing on the couch.
Talking about Katie Holmes.
His love for Katie Holmes.
Right. Yeah, but
that was weird.
You mentioned trying to set him up with someone within Scientology. It didn't happen to be that Homeland chick.
That poor girl.
You know,
what about that?
The fact that a church or whatever they are, they're pulling stunts like that. This is the most anybody would go out with this guy. Yet they're trying to match him like this super Scientology union.
Well, they have to find
the super race.
They have to find somebody that they can control.
Yeah,
because you saw what happens with if you have anybody in your family that speaks out against it or doubts what you're doing. You are told to not communicate with them anymore, and they're talking about parents and children.
Yeah, people, families completely separated.
Husbands and wives.
Right.
Brothers and sisters.
I don't understand how it's as powerful as it is, and they say that now, you know, membership is down to 50,000 or whatever, and it's decreasing, but yet, from a money perspective, they're making more than they ever have.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because they have just giant people in there, big wigs in there, or what.
Do they have any other big celebrities besides Travolta and Tom Cruise?
Yeah, they do.
Beck.
And it really bothers me.
Beck?
It really... Now, he never talks about it. But Beck is in there. And I think there's a lot of people in there.
Kirstie Alley's in it.
Yeah, Kirstie Alley was, you know, when Cheers was really rolling hard, that was always strange to me that she was involved in that. I think there's a lot of people on the fringe that are in it, but again, just
that one guy that's in Chicago PD backed out. He's pretty hardcore against it.
Boy, I love
Jason,
that. What's his name?
Jason Begay or something like that.
Yeah, he's great. He was in Californication for quite a bit.
Boy, I was thinking that he was in Southland, too, but I can't find that on his docket.
He might have been. That sounds about right. But he played Moody's baby mama's husband for a short period of time. It was fantastic.
They're all horribly embarrassed when you hear them talk. Like, looking at it, you know, getting away from it and looking back at what they went through, everybody is mortified that they bought into it.
I salute those people for even being interviewed for this.
Because it'd be associated with such shame in your life.
Yes. I mean, usually if you're associated with something like this, you just want to forget about it.
And then when you hear them explaining what they went through, and it's almost like they give themselves pause when talking about it because it sounds so crazy.
Yeah.
That they went through this, that they went through suffering. They have a prison camp set up on the 7th floor of the Scientology building in L.A. Mm-hmm. for people that screw up. It is a prison camp.
Yeah. And then there's the hole.
Yes.
Where you are forced to clean toilets all day long with toothbrushes and clean floors at certain instances with your tongue. Bathroom floors.
I don't...
Yeah, people sign on for this. God almighty.
It's fear. It's brainwashing. It's stripping a person of their identity, their self-worth, and then building them back up into your image. So they have what you want them to be.
In that Sea Org, they make you sign a billion-year contract.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Well, you're supposed to live for eternity. So there's a term on it, at least.
Billion-year... You know what? When he was writing all this stuff, when LRH, which is really funny to hear him call.
Oh, and they always have to turn and salute his image.
What the hell, man? It's so Hitler.
It is very Hitler. Even LRH in some of his final recordings was like talking about Scientology. I'm really not involved in it anymore. I really don't have anything to do with it. It's that other guy.
Yes, Miscavige.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm waiting for the Rangers to sign some 12-year-old Cuban infielder to a billion-year contract.
I want to live forever.
They damn near did that with A-Rod.
Yeah, they did. I saw where that got them.
So there's a Scientology building in, is it Irving, we were told, a couple weeks ago, and we were mentioning this. I think it's Irving. And I just want to know the guy that just wanders in there and is like, hey, everybody, I want to play.
Can I see what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, are there people like that?
Got anybody doing a tour or anything?
I understand that when people are desperate enough that they'll do anything to improve themselves, to get out of a situation, to whatever. If you're desperate enough, you'll join a certain organization. I get that.
I understand that, too, and I understand that there are also seekers out there.
Sure.
People who are looking for something, and it's just not coming to them, so they might look there, they might look to one of these other things and somehow get sucked into it. I kind of see how that could happen, but I don't know. There comes a point in any of it, I guess, especially this.
Yes.
When you just say, all right, enough's enough.
Here. That's what I mean. I don't know. There's some justification when you talk about Christianity and you talk about Buddhism and you talk about Islam and you talk about these religions. There is an end game. I get it. I understand what you're doing. If you're looking for the ultimate in peace, if you're looking for everlasting life when you die, if you think that, yeah, you're going to be a better... To me, you can justify any of it.
A bevy of virgins.
Yes. You're brainwashed from the age of 6 for radical Islam, you know, little kids. That's another story. But I get there's an end game, and I get the wanting to be a part of it. This, though, I just don't see any of it.
No.
Zero.
Me neither.
Wouldn't the world just be better if everybody thought that when you die, you die? I bet we'd get along so much better.
Yeah, but
people fight wars over this.
But this isn't even... I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what this is. This has nothing to do with dying, or it's just...
Well, you saw what happened
scam.
Well, if you'll remember, think back to when L. Ron Hubbard passed away.
Yeah.
In, I believe it was 87, 88, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm, late 80s.
And the explanation that was given, if you heard what he said when he talked about, he did not talk about it as a death. It talked about his, his earthly body. It's very Christian in a way, but where he was going was not to sit at the hand of the Father in a room of many rooms or whatever that book says. It was much more crazier.
Yeah.
It was really,
it's
really
something
crazy
that he
the
wrote.
Way he explained. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so
but
this
that's,
is...
That's the end game, is to go, I guess, be with Ron.
In what... Ron!
Dude, his first name is Lafayette, right?
I know. I just... And you sit at the right hand of Ron. Ron.
And remember, his left hand is Don.
Hey, hey, remember
to,
me?
Welcome to wherever the hell you're at.
And they had that video of them at that one conference the year after his death at his birthday, and they're singing happy birthday to his picture.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and how about that crazy propaganda video for Cruz's 42nd birthday?
God.
That big ego stroke. The most popular famous actor of all time. It said that.
I know. All right, so I just want to play this audio. So this is when he was recorded on a ship, L. Ron Hubbard, just talking about what he's all about, why he was on this ship at the time. And you tell me if this sounds like a sane man.
What are you actually doing on this ship now?
I am studying ancient civilizations, trying to find what happened to them, finding out why they went into a decline, why they died.
Hubbard believed that he had lived various lives in the Mediterranean area as a Phoenician prince, as an Italian prince.
As a matter of fact, it's quite interesting that exercises can be conducted which demonstrate conclusively that there are memories which exist prior to this life.
He had buried treasure all around the coastline, and he wanted to go find all these caches of treasure. We were all very heated, very excited about this.
I'm telling you, this guy was laughing his ass off. This was like a bit that went huge. It really is. Like,
yeah.
You are not going to believe, like he tells his wife or whoever, I'm going to come up with something that is so freaking crazy and just to see if these people buy it.
I think his imagination was just so incredible that... And he was so good at what he did and so convincing and such a kick-ass salesman that this makes him no different than Koresh, Jim Jones, Marshall Applewhite.
Right. This has just lasted.
This one has lasted for some reason. Maybe he's just the best one of all of them.
Boy, that snake oil Miscavige, though. Yeah. I'd like to sit in a room with that guy for a while and just pick his brain.
I'd like to beat him up.
That's what's crazy. Now
he's about 3'8".
I know, and he's the one that's doing all the enforcing, striking people and beating them, but they're afraid to retaliate.
So now that L. Ron, their leader, is gone.
Let's call him Ron.
Now that he's gone, those people just automatically buy into that cat?
That's that guy that I just played, yes.
He took over the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
it's incredible.
Like that was a complete coup.
Yes,
that guy's rise to power.
That is incredible.
And seriously,
that's the most incredible thing about it.
The article that I read, the prophets, and they you know, to be considered a church, you have to show that you're spending your money. You can't hoard the profits. Now they're up to, what, $1.5 billion in value?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is having food catered in, special foods every week that runs in excess of $20,000 just for his meals.
Food!
For food!
Wow.
Snacks.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. If you got 2 hours to kill, it's certainly worth it. It may be a little bit too long, and it may be a lot of stuff that you've seen before, but... There's a lot of stuff, and you know, the video testimony from the ex-members is what seals it. It's what makes it real and,
right.
sells the whole thing.
But make sure you've got 2 hours to kill, because if this is something that you're just kind of on the fence about and you don't suffer foolishness easily, then you won't dig this.
No.
And it's not a lot of bells and whistles. It's a lot of in-depth, long interviews, background, history. Don't expect just to see a bunch of Tom Cruise footage. And
although there's a lot.
There is quite a bit, because he's very important to the sustaining of this religion.
You think he watched it? You think any of these... I mean, they've been trying to stop it for the last year.
You wonder if the power over them is so strong that they are told, do not watch this. This will... you're not permited to watch this.
I bet you're right.
I guarantee all those guys who left the church were by the channel last night.
Yeah, but I bet you're right. I bet you there was an edict issued by Lord Miscavige that if you watch it, then...
then Xenu's going
to... yeah, Xenu's going to squash you.
Yeah.
Yes, he will. Xenu will rise again.
Throw you into a volcano.
So will Z-Rock.
Or that the...
Z-Rock 99.1.
That the hand of Ron will reach through the clouds and slap you.
The hand of Lafayette Ron.
Yes. Ron. All right.
Dear Ron.
That is going clear talk.
Let's do Mabs.